Welcome to the Farmers I Know podcast. I'm Carolyn Hirshon, a food sovereignty activist based in Washington, D.C. That's a title I made up. I don't know what exact criteria make a person a food sovereignty activist, but it felt like the easiest way to encompass my work as a farmer, an educator, and an advocate. Basically, I care about how we grow our food and who gets to eat it. To me, food sovereignty is about the whole food system. It's a dream of a food system that actively promotes farm worker rights, racial justice, and environmental regeneration. And it's about the right to feel ownership over your ways of growing, saving seeds, for example, and creating communities that feed each other. Now, this is a very trendy topic right now, but it's based on an old idea and a traditional way of interacting with food. The push towards transitioning back to a food system that works for people and the environment is strong. But we are still far from a food system that resembles the way indigenous people have practiced for millennia. A few years ago, I participated in a workshop. It was an event called Food System Transformation, with leaders whose research I had read and that were on panels that I had watched. I finally had the chance to be in the same room as food security leaders I had idolized for years. And so there I was, fresh out of grad school with a seat at the same table. The moderator asked the first question, and the very first hand went up. And it was a representative from our State Department. And he wanted to make it known that he entirely disagreed with the word transformation. He protested its use when talking about our food system and described this terminology and the basis for our discussion as off the rails. And just like that, before anyone was able to even begin tackling these questions, we were stuck on the discussion of whether the term transformation was too radical. And there the conversation stayed. I was astonished. And frankly, disappointed. I looked around to see if others felt the same way, and I was grateful to meet enough eyes across the room that communicated to me that I was not alone in these feelings. I think for a lot of people, it seems like the food system is working just fine. And in some ways, they aren't wrong. It's more about priorities. For example, for those that can afford it, they can easily buy a pineapple in the dead of winter. But I and many others have different priorities. Like addressing the exploitation that plagues the farming industry. And not just in some far-off land, right? But right here in the United States. Like thinking through how to generate food security for the 10% of people in the U.S. struggling to put food on the table. If we look globally, there are still 3 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, people on Earth that can't afford a healthy diet and a system that is responsible for 25% of total greenhouse gas emissions. Do you ever have those moments where you're just too stunned to think of the right comeback? This moment in that event was it for me. I go back to that moment a lot and think about what I could have said to get us back on track, to have had the opportunity to hear what these leaders might have come up with had the conversation not been hijacked. I would do anything to go back to that moment and argue that accepting a food system that destroys nature and excludes marginalized populations is what really has gone off the rails. Transformation is the only way towards the revolution needed to create a food system that works for everyone and the planet. But I realized I have had the opportunity to discuss food system transformation with experts before. Like while I was collecting and sorting seeds with Mauricia, a member of the indigenous Bribri tribe, and my host mom while I lived in Costa Rica. Or while harvesting sweet potatoes for hours, soaked in sweat, joking about do-nothing farming philosophies with my mentor. Or even while resting on a trail, listening to my co-workers read passages from The Ohlone Way, a book that talked about acorn festivals while we were teaching young people about wild foraging. Maybe it's because I've had too much time for reflection this year, but it hit me that when I talk to people that work directly with the land, people whom I consider to be stewards of the earth, I always gain a richer understanding of food justice. If you ask me, we aren't amplifying these voices enough. And it's because we don't often consider farmers as the thought leaders that they are. But they're connecting people to gifts from the earth every day. A friend of mine named Chase Sova said in his TED Talk that the term farmer doesn't really do the job justice. He said a more appropriate title would be a photon engineer, since they're turning light into food. And not just food to fuel our bodies, right? But also to sustain cultures, communities, and our spirits. Because food helps us survive, and it also brings us joy. So, I want to bring this discussion to the field, literally. And ask the farmers I know questions about farming, the environment, racism, food access, humanity, and how they're all tied together.